This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm George Varney. SAT scores for the Columbia Public School District exceeded state and total averages, according to the recently released 2013 test results from the College Board Organization. These scores compared students who took all three parts of the test. Only 63 of Columbia School District's 2013 graduating seniors, or 6% of graduating seniors, took the SAT exam. A federal appeals court has rejected a challenge to a prohibition-era Missouri law that requires state residency for alcohol wholesalers. KWMU reports that the St. Louis-based 8th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals rejected a legal challenge by Southern Wine and Spirits of Miami. The appeals court upheld an earlier ruling by the U.S. District Court in Jefferson City. Missouri has a three-tiered alcohol distribution system in which producers engage a distributor that provides alcohol to retailers. Alcohol companies tried unsuccessfully in the most recent legislation session to revise the state's alcohol distribution system in a heavily financed lobbying effort. Officials cut the ribbon yesterday at the UV and effluent pump station facility in St. Joseph that uses ultraviolet lights to remove E. coli bacteria from wastewater going into the Missouri River. The St. Joseph News Press reports the $18 million project funded 972 ultraviolet lights, which destroys E. coli DNA so it can't reproduce. The plant went online in June and typically treats 17 million gallons of wastewater a day, though it is capable of treating up to 54 million gallons. In April, Certain Teed Corporation chose to build an asphalt roofing shingle manufacturing and distribution facility in Jonesburg, Missouri. KBIA's Tony Nochum tells us a federal grant will help speed up the process.
The small town of Jonesburg, with just more than 700 residents, is receiving major help in developing the infrastructure to support the new facility. The White House announced in a press release that the U.S. Department of Commerce is giving $1.9 million to Jonesburg. City Administrator Jared Ritter says this will keep the project process running smoothly.
I think it would have been a lot slower without the grant, and it also would have been, like with our water interconnect with the local water district, probably would not have been able to take place at this time at all.
Ritter says interconnecting with another local utility on water is crucial because of the recent Missouri drought. In addition to water lines, the grant will help pay for rail, sewer, and roadway infrastructure to help with the construction of the 186-acre industrial and manufacturing plant. Ritter says the facility doesn't just impact Jonesburg and Montgomery County, but neighboring Warren County as well, because one of the two facilities will be in each county.
I know that a lot of people say, well, it's coming to Jonesburg, and they like to talk about just Jonesburg, but both counties work together and the city, and I think the whole area is really, you know, excited to have the extra jobs here.
According to grantee estimates, the plant is expected to add 100 jobs and produce $100 million in private investment. Tony Nochum, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri is adding two new ways to send out alerts in case of emergencies. One new method is a system of 225 beacons installed across campus that will help relay messages using strobes and sounds. The other is a software program that can override computer screens to send an alert. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.